This is Jay Sekulow. A verdict in the Gosnell trial, including three counts of murder of those children that were aborted. And we've got an update on the IRS.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We know that the jury has reached a verdict for Kermit Gosnell. In total, some 267 accounts against two different defendants. It takes some time to read each one. Okay, murder in the first degree, baby A, guilty. Murder in the first degree, baby C, guilty. Murder in the first degree of baby D, guilty. Murder of the first degree of baby E, not guilty. And also murder in the third degree of the adult patient, Karnamaya Monger, the one who allegedly died of a drug overdose. Not guilty on third degree murder, but there is a guilty charge in involuntary manslaughter.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
But let me ask you about the revelations of the IRS and the fact that the IRS apologized for improperly flagging new applicants for 501c4 political groups. What's your reaction to all this?
Well, I think it's an opportunity. Let me say it this way. If, in fact, the IRS was targeting people because of their title, and that would be wrong, it should be condemned. The whole idea of 501c4 is being engaged in politics is something we've got to put in a spotlight, and maybe this is that opportunity.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and my next guest, Mark Levin, on the phone with us now.
There are a couple of law enforcement folks at the Treasury Department and the Inspector General's office who did their job. When we wrote them and we laid the matter out, they came and they interviewed me, and we gave them everything we had, and they interviewed a number of other people. And there are other legal groups like Jay Sekulow's group who deserve credit too for representing a number of these groups. But the fact of the matter is, there's a reason why people are so negative on the federal government. They should be.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Well, the IRS story keeps growing in huge proportions, as does a brand new scandal involving AP and the Department of Justice. We've got the verdict in the Gosnell trial, three counts of murder in the first degree, one count of manslaughter. This is an incredible situation, folks, and we're taking your calls on all of these issues at 1-800-684-3110. Ask yourself this question. What is the government hiding here with the AP issue, with the IRS? I was on Hannity last night on the Benghazi matter. What is the new AP scandal where the Department of Justice has evidently been reviewing the phone conversations of AP reporters? And what about the continual, I think, unfolding drama that took place in Pennsylvania, where this situation continues with this abortionist who is going to be sentenced next week? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me first go up to Jordan and to Than and get the latest in Washington, especially on the IRS matters. Jordan, Than, what's the latest?
You know, the latest is that all of the IRS officials here in D.C. basically knew about this going back to 2012. We now know that the acting IRS commissioner, Miller, that he knew in May of 2012 and has communicated to Congress since then that this never happened. So he's going to have serious questions. I mean, he could, again, it looks like he's likely going to be on the way out, I would imagine, if the Obama administration is trying to take quick action. He's supposed to testify Friday here in Washington, D.C., but the Ways and Means Committee, they've asked for the documents by tomorrow. Of course, our letter Friday, I was just talking to CNN, Friday we've set a deadline for noon for the IRS to approve these groups, or else we're going to inform them of their legal actions they could take.
All right, Than, let me in 15 seconds here, and then we'll get David after the break. But Than, in 15 seconds, what do we expect on this hearing Friday? How big is this going to be? And it is unfolding. You got IRS, Benghazi, and DOJ scandals all going on simultaneously.
Oh, it's going to be explosive if that acting commissioner, Steve Miller, actually still has his job. Senator Blunt, just this morning, Jay, calling for his ousting. We'll see if he's even around on Friday to testify.
We're going to see, folks. This is unfolding as we speak. We've heard from thousands of you signing on to our petition, holding the IRS accountable. This has been a huge response overnight. ACLJ.org, or you can join 28,000 people at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. They're on the run, folks. Let's get them. Let's make justice happen here. 877-989-2255 to sign on.
The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Well, I'm telling you what, folks, IRS scandal, Benghazi scandal, DOJ scandal with the Associated Press, sounds like the KGB. No, it's our United States government in action. That's why we thought playing Back in the USSR would be appropriate. By the way, the J. Sekulow Band here at our broadcast is going to be releasing a video of Back in the USSR that we actually put together in moments yesterday. I think we shot it in recorded, rehearsed it a couple of times through, and did it in about 40 minutes. So not even. So we're going to get that out for you today. It's either late today or tomorrow morning. Let me get David French in here. He's a senior counsel for the ACLJ, also in charge of our digital advocacy. Folks, you need to understand what's going on here. The government is on the run. I mean, the Gosnell verdict was incredible for the pro-life movement. We can't say enough about that. That was huge. But we've got these brewing scandals going on right now, David, and our donors, our members, our ACLJ team are responding. You've got a lot going on the web on this. Let's talk about what we're doing proactively here.
Well, we're doing a lot of things. Right now, we've got a petition ongoing that gathered almost 30,000 signatures in less than 24 hours to not just end the IRS abuse, but to hold people accountable. We had an overwhelming response to the Gosnell verdict, and that is building on our campaign to end funding to Planned Parenthood, which again has received tens of thousands of signatures in a very short amount of time. We've got the entire ACLJ membership right now firing on all cylinders, making their voice heard, and that's not even counting the fact that ACLJ members making their voice heard actually helped some prisoners in Evin prison in Iran. I don't know if we're going to have time to talk about that, but It's amazing to see what our people mobilized are doing.
Folks, this has been an incredible week. As David said, we had the verdict in the Gosnell trial, which was incredibly great for the pro-life movement and some form of justice for these children that he killed, murdered. That's number one. Number two, Mark Levin, as Landmark Legal, did a great job of getting the inspector general to even look at this issue of the IRS. We were handling the actual clients, and Mark's been giving us thanks. I want to thank Mark Levin for the incredible job they did in launching all this. We're doing the follow-up on this. And by the way, we got a letter from one of our clients yesterday from the IRS. So it's still going on. Even after all these comments, it's still going on. And by the way, multiple offices involved from California to Washington, D.C. So this idea that this was some limited, regulated, small group of rogue agencies, we're all tax law specialists. And the fact of the matter is they have been found out And that's what they're dealing with right now. Folks, we've got a petition that's up. David mentioned this. We've got a hearing Friday. Ben, let's set the stage for that hearing a little bit, and then I want to get people to take direct action here, because I'd love to be at that hearing by well over 50,000 signatures. What are we – this is the first hearing. What are we looking for?
Yeah, this is going to be at the Ways and Means Committee at 9 a.m., and here's why it's going to be such high drama. You're going to have the acting commissioner of the IRS, Steve Miller. He is going to be there to testify to directly respond to these allegations. I think they're beyond allegations at this point, but he's going to have to answer to them. You're also going to have the inspector general of the IRS there. He's going to be testifying as well. So folks, they're going to have to come to Congress. I actually think that Miller might be gone by the time Friday rolls around. That's just how serious it is. Already multiple senators calling for his dismissal. But here's the point I think our listeners need to pay attention to. We now know this was intentional targeting during an election season. So I don't even think the Democrats on that panel, Jay, are going to be able to get away with providing this witness with much defense. He's just going to have to tell the truth. Otherwise, he's going to be gone almost before he gets there.
All right, folks. This is going to be a huge hearing Friday. We're going to have a full team there from our, of course, our office is in D.C., but we've got other lawyers coming in for this. Some of our clients are going to be on. I'm going to be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast this afternoon, actually with one of our clients. Folks, what we need you to do is join 28,404 people online alone. So with phone calls, we're close to 30,000. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We've got a petition to end IRS abuse. It's going to members of the House that are having this hearing so they can say to these commissioners of internal revenues, to these witnesses that are called, we've heard from 50,000, 75,000, 100,000 Americans in 24 hours, whatever the number ends up being, that want justice here and want this abuse of the IRS stopped. I need you, we need you, Than and Jordan need you on this petition. So we want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You could be part of history. The first time that I'm aware that the IRS has been put in the crosshairs themselves. They have created this crisis, and we are finding out this information. And frankly, when the Inspector General report comes out, it's going to be, David, even more devastating.
Oh, it's going to be incredibly devastating. I mean, what we know already is one of the most breathtaking scandals in recent history. I mean, let's think about what's happened here. The IRS has violated a sacred trust here by turning itself into a weapon of partisan politics. And I tell you, one of the other next shoes that's going to drop is we're going to be finding out, and we're already beginning to see reports of this, that the IRS put confidential information about conservative groups into the hands of liberal groups.
Right.
Into the hands of liberal groups. In other words, directly taking sides, not just in the targeting, but in the sharing of confidential information.
Well, let me tell you this also. We just got, Jordan, you had mentioned this and we just checked on it. We've gotten a letter last month, came in late last month, one of our clients in Albuquerque on the Tea Party situation or conservative groups, which was on D.C. letterhead, telling them that they were waiting on more guidance from where? From the IRS. So this idea that this was just a local thing, nonsense. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. We encourage you to do so. Let's go to the phones, folks, as well, if you want to talk to us on air. 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go right to the phone. Steve in Washington State, line 2. Steve, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yeah, great. Thanks for taking my call. Great show. Quick comment and question. IRS holds a certain power to persuade citizens to comply because they are an enforcement agency. So in light of my question is, in light of the current IRS scandal, will the IRS manage health care premiums fairly?
Jordan, you could go after that one. That's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, this is the second part of what is going to be a disaster for the IRS. Congress has already withheld a lot of funding for the enforcement of Obamacare. And now there are members of Congress saying that IRS has got to be out of this, that the American people have no reason to trust the IRS now with what, their confidential health information? So, again, the IRS was the lead enforcement agency for Obamacare, the lead operating agency. They were the one that really was going to handle everything, not HHS. But the IRS was the enforcement mechanism and how it worked. People already didn't like that. And now you think about the IRS having more of your information now, your health information, your medical information, which people are already nervous about. And now they can't be trusted. They've got to do a full revamp before there's going to be any trust, and people already don't like the IRS.
I've got a letter from the IRS, Washington, D.C., that is to R. Skip Ash that says, we've received your fax requesting an update to the status of this particular Tea Party group's application. As a tax law specialist assigned to the case, I've made a recommendation for exemption under 501c4, and that determination is currently being reviewed. The reviewer, folks, so this is not one-offs. The reviewer will either agree with my determination, after which we will notify you and the organization as to our decision, or the reviewer will disagree with my initial determination, after which we will work to reconcile our determinations. So let me tell you what we've got here. This is from Washington, D.C., a lawyer, tax law specialist. This is not some lone-ranking IRS agent. This is a tax lawyer for the IRS. In my old office, Office of Chief Counsel, Internal Revenue Service, folks, this is absurd that they are, the government, we're going to release this. I want to get versions of this up and released today. This is unacceptable. Let's also make sure we get a copy of this to our media team, including Gene Kapp, to get this up. This is pretty unbelievable, folks. It's a tax lawyer specialist with the IRS signing on this. And I will tell you that this is very, very significant. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 for you to sign on to this letter. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, do we have time to grab a call or should we wait till the break here?
We could try to grab another call. Okay. Let's do a Gozo call. Yeah. Jackie in New Jersey, line 3. Jackie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jackie.
Oh, hi. Yes, I'm calling to comment on the Gosnell trial.
Yep.
I'm glad that justice was served and that he's found guilty. Now, as far as giving him the death penalty, you see, in this country, many people, quite frankly, hypocritically voted and didn't even care about the anti-life position of the commander-in-chief. So just for that reason alone, I cannot see giving Dr., if you could call him Dr. Gosnell.
Yeah, I don't like calling him Dr. either. I call him the abortionist Gosnell. And I'm not going to get into, the policy, what they call the penalty phase of this is still to come. I think the most important thing here was the verdict. This was a resounding verdict, and it's got huge implications. Folks, we're taking a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And let me encourage you right now to go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Sign on to this petition. Critical that you do so. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Stopping the IRS abuse, going to the House before this hearing on Friday. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011. Singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing.
It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Washington, D.C. and the Obama administration is in a heap of a mess. You've got the AP mess at the Justice Department. You've got the Benghazi cover-up, which I was talking about on Hannity last night. You've got this IRS matter, which is unfolding. David, when you look at this collectively right now, what is the impression you've got? I mean, the fact of the matter is they're almost in a free fall. I mean, this is very serious.
You know, what we've got here is the emerging legacy of the Obama administration is betrayal. They betrayed people under fire in Benghazi. They betrayed the trust of the American people by using the IRS as a political weapon. And they even just betrayed their friends in the press by eavesdropping on the Associated Press for 2 months straight without telling them. So what's happening here is the Obama administration is demonstrating what many of us already knew, is that they will throw anyone and everyone under the bus when they feel like their interests are served. And there's no bounds to that ambition. There are no limits to this betrayal.
Well, you take it a step further. I think you're absolutely right. But I think we've got to realize what we're dealing with here. And this is an unprecedented, I would call it, cover-up narrative, strategy that they're trying to distract. I think part of this is a deflection, folks. I mean, these are real issues. But, you know, Benghazi's now in the mix, but it's not the only story in the mix. But the media is staying on this. I have to give all the media credit right now, but especially Fox, who's done a phenomenal job on this. And, of course, these Christian radio stations that you're listening to, that we air on, you're able to get this breaking news. I mean, for instance, I am holding the letter from the IRS, that, by the way, it was only Cincinnati, except this one's on Washington, D.C. letterhead, for an organization in Albuquerque. So this tells you what's going on here. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Reeves in California, line 4. Reeves, welcome to JSecu Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Reeves.
Yes. Hello, Jay. Yes. I'd like to thank you for all your help.
Thank you. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you great. You're on the air.
Yes, yes. My issue is, you know, I did a protest on the presidential inauguration.
Right.
I climbed the tree, open-air priest against abortion. And the amazing thing is, 1 week after I did that, the IRS suspended my nonprofit.
Yeah, let me tell you something else. We can't tie this in. David and French and I were talking about this yesterday, but we've got a client in the Obamacare cases, the health care cases, the HHS mandate cases. We've won. We actually got an injunction. They were audited 3 years ago, no changes to their tax status. They are a for-profit corporation, but no adjustments. And lo and behold, David, they get a notice, what was it, 2 or 3 days ago, saying, we're picking you up for an audit again.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know,
yeah, I can't draw the connect, definitely, but it is very suspicious. But there's no direct evidence, but it just seems beyond bizarre that that's happened.
It's ominous. It's ominous is what it is. This is what happens when you lose their trust in the government. This is what happens when the government violates its trust, is then you begin to see these things, such as a company suing to overturn the HHS mandate, had a clean bill of health from the IRS just recently, gets another audit letter. You begin to wonder what is going on for very, very good reason. And that's why these investigations from the Congress have to be absolutely thorough, not just confined to the Tea Party issue, but turn the IRS inside out to see what's going on there.
You know, these absolutely. The letters, by the way, are on the Department of the Treasury letterhead. I mean, this whole idea that this is not a government agency, independent nonsense. Jordan, what was the reaction? I know you did an interview with CNN today. What kind of reaction are you getting from the media there? I mean, we've done a ton of, all of us in this room have been doing media.
I think when you throw this with the AP story, the Benghazi, any of the media that thought some of that was partisan, you know, this has, I said this kind of offline with Dana Bash actually at CNN. He said, you know, for everybody who thought these were conspiracy theorists and paranoid government folks who, you know, had this unhealthy view of how the government was in their lives, here you go. It's full confirmation. Not only was everything that they were concerned about with government spending out of control and the size of the bureaucracy out of control, they were being targeted. It was worse than any conspiracy or paranoia that the mainstream media tried to say about these individuals and the whole Tea Party movement that we were are supporting and been active in before. This was something that they weren't even, you know, alleging until it was clear back about around last year that this was happening. And now fully confirmed from the IRS that they absolutely were targeted. So for everybody out there, I think that that's why the media has taken a much more friendly approach to the Tea Party than ever before, because they realize, you know, if you let this happen to the Tea Party and you get away with saying, well, you can group people like this into these categories, if they accept that, then the next Republican president could group all the liberal groups together and harass them and make sure they're not active before his reelection efforts.
I think that's what you're looking at here. I mean, this is an election nightmare, folks. We want you on this petition. We're trying to get to 50,000 by the Friday hearing. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's grab another phone call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to people been holding on the line. Irene in New York, line one.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, guys. You know, what pro-Israel groups were targeted? And, you know, Wayne Allen Root, the libertarian who's Jewish.
Yeah, let me. We've got a soundbite from one of the groups right now. Let's play it. Go ahead.
Our corporate counsel started calling the IRS agent assigned to our case asking what was holding up the application. And finally, in July, the IRS agent assigned to our file told her that we were delayed because the IRS had to give special scrutiny to organizations connected to Israel.
How about that one? So, Irene, that's where it's coming from. If you were pro-Israel, if you had a policy that was contrary to the Obama administration's, you were getting special scrutiny. So the conservative Jewish groups were getting it as well. This was aimed at conservatives and people that didn't agree with the administration's policy. And Jordan and Than, that's becoming abundantly clear.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it is, I think we are only still, this is another tip of the iceberg issue. I said this is about Benghazi. I think the AP is only a tip of the iceberg. I mean, this is set Washington, D.C. to a point, which is very rare, Than, and it's very rare because you had first the Tea Party targeting, you had the Benghazi issue. Some of that with Benghazi, they were seen as a partisan issue, and it became that, even though it shouldn't be. Then we get to step two. Step two, the IRS apologizing, and now this inspector general. That is bipartisan. And then the AP. I have never seen these kind of statements. You think, I mean, not only condemning Eric Holder, you've got very liberal, pro-Obama political writers out there calling for his resignation, which, Dad, I'll remind people, we did back last June, so about a year ago, because of the Fast and Furious issue when he was held in contempt. But you add everything up, and you realize it's conservatives and liberals who think that this is a Department of Justice out of control and an administration who has lost control of their IRS as well.
This administration is coming apart at the seams, Jordan, and exactly for the reasons you exclaimed. It took the left a long time to come to the Benghazi issue. They really had no choice on the IRS issue. But now you add this new AP issue, and it's the mainstream media that has been wronged here. So this administration is going to get it from all sides. And, Jordan, we just got to think about this moving forward. The IRS is just months away from full implementation of Obamacare, so it is not enough for Commissioner Miller to go. That power has got to be stripped from them. They have disqualified themselves from enforcing Obamacare.
Well, folks, we've got a lot more ahead. You want to stay with us, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to try to get to all your calls after the break. David, let me quickly hear before the break, what do we have going out to our people that are getting our emails and our Twitter alerts? And by the way, if you're not, you need to go to ACLJ.org and sign up for all that.
Right, absolutely. Or like us on Facebook. You're going to be getting continual updates. You're getting an opportunity to sign this petition right now, which has gotten almost 30,000 signatures in less than 24 hours, and is absolutely key that we engage. Congress needs to hear your voice united.
Folks, 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to have your voice heard. Over 30,000 of you have done it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse.
Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Apologize. You know what we have to say about that? Apology not accepted. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go right to it. We've got a lot of them coming in.
Sure. We're going to go to the people who've been holding on the longest. Bobby in Kentucky, line 5. Bobby, welcome to JSEC Here Live.
Hi, Bobby.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Jordan, what I was concerned about and wanted to know, do y'all have any idea on the employees or the personnel that Gosnell?
Yeah, the ones that did the plead before?
Yeah, what's going to happen to them? I mean, just a slap on the wrist?
No, I think I don't think it's going to be any slap on the wrist. I mean, there's some serious. I mean, I think there was jail time for most of them, a significant jail time. I'm pretty sure, and that was all part of the negotiations that take place. They pled guilty to lesser murder charges, but it was still murder charges. I mean, so they're going to get heavy sentences. There's no doubt about it. But they gave information that helped on the conviction, and that's part of the process of our judicial process. I mean, that's what happened. So it wasn't as if they got a pass. They did not. We appreciate the call. Bobby Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Jesse in Wisconsin, line 2. Jesse, welcome to JSEC Here Live.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes. That was a couple different points I really wanted to make or whatever. But first and foremost, really enjoyed listening to you.
Thank you.
My point was Jesus stated that in the last days that man will be walking around woke, but they'll still be asleep. And he also stated just the whole fact.
But Jesus also said we've got to be salt and light, Jesse, and that's what we're trying to do. So what I think you're saying is what you're saying that with the Gosnell trial and the IRS trial, this is just kind of evil exposed?
That everything that went, if it was the other way around,
yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. Here's what you've got. We've got to be salt and light, which means, David, we've got to engage the culture.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you engage the culture by exposing what's going on, and you also engage the culture by presenting a solution. It's not enough to just decry the evil that's going on out there. We also have to present an alternative, and that's what we do every day, and that's what we're doing by calling for an end to funding Planned Parenthood. I mean, that's just a beginning. That's just a beginning, but think about what a tremendous forward step that would be for the cause of life if we could cut out half of Planned Parenthood's budget. And let's not anyone forget that that is the largest abortion provider in the United States.
Yeah, and that is something that, and they were stone quiet yesterday. Not a lot from Planned Parenthood. Not, you know, they said, oh, the women got justice, which, you know, but they're the largest provider of abortions. Who are they kidding? Jordan, let's try to grab one more call.
All right, let's go to Jerry in Michigan. Line 6. Jerry, welcome to JSEC Here Live.
Thank you. You guys are heroes. Anyway, why can't all these people who are involved in that lose their jobs? They're not fit to be, you know, holding those.
Well, we're asking for that. I mean, we're asking for that, and we are looking at causes of action against the IRS as well. So all of this is going on simultaneously. David is leading up a team right now looking at potential legal challenges on this.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at it very closely, and there's a number of options. Look, we've sent a demand letter to the IRS. We've given them until this Friday to respond, which is more than enough time, actually.
Absolutely.
And if they don't respond by this Friday, you know, we're not taking any options off the table. The IRS has to be held accountable. If Congress doesn't do it, we can do it.
Or both.
Or both.
Congress and us. That's going to do it. We've got a lot more coming up ahead, folks. We encourage you to stay tuned. Sign up for the ACLJ newsletter alerts, Twitter, our social media on Facebook, all that information available. Follow Jordan on Twitter at twitter.com /Jordan Seculo. Jordan, you did a piece with CNN. Do we have any idea what time that's running today?
This early evening, like a Situation Room.
Yeah, and Jordan also is going to be on Fox Business
tonight.
And I'm going to be on Megan,
6 o'clock.
And I'll be on Megyn Kelly's program this afternoon around 1:30 or so. So there you have it, folks. Again, we encourage you to go to aclj.org, sign on to that petition, or call us at 877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And a little Back in the USSR video coming probably tomorrow or late today. You'll want to see that, too. Just looks like we're operating under KGB principles. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Lots more ahead.
The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, in this segment of the broadcast, I want to play for you an interview that Jay did for PBS NewsHour. He was on with Judy Woodruff talking about this unfolding IRS scandal. Obviously, as so many of you have heard, we represent 27 clients in these cases where they were unfairly targeted based on political motivations. There's really no way around that. When you are targeted because you have Tea Party in your name or because you have Patriot in your name, there is nothing but a political motivation that can be behind that targeting. Jay went on PBS NewsHour to update them on not only our client's situation, but also the unfolding scandal here in Washington, D.C. Of course, there are going to be hearings on that on Friday. We will bring those updates to you live. But for now, I want to play for you this interview. Again, this is Jay on PBS NewsHour with Judy Woodruff. Let's go ahead and roll it.
And late today, the House Ways and Means Committee announced that it will hold a hearing this Friday. To help us understand the tax law and what these groups are charging, we're joined by Duke University Law School Professor Richard Schmalbeck. He is a former tax attorney. And former IRS attorney Jay Sekulow. As chief counsel at the American Center for the Law and Justice, he is representing Tea Party organizations. He also hosts a conservative talk radio program. Gentlemen, welcome to you both. And Jay Sekulow, let me start with you. Let's go back to the applications that these groups made for tax-exempt status. What sort of tax treatment exactly were they asking for?
Most of them were asking for, our clients were asking for C-4 status, which is allows for the money given is not taxable. It's not tax deductible by the donor, but it's not a taxable event to the organization. So it was a 501c4 legal status, and the application actually is very straightforward. And the first series of questions were not terribly intrusive. It was the second round of questions that were very intrusive, and it's caused the problem here.
Well, let me ask Professor Schmalbeck, why, if they were seeking this status, which is tax exempt, as we just heard him say, why then are they eligible for tax exemption?
Well, there are a number of organizations that are eligible, and I think in many cases the primary explanation is that they are simply not activities that are engaged in for profit. And so the normal course of things would be that they wouldn't generate profit. They spend their funds on activities that advance some purpose. In the case of C4 organizations, they're considered social welfare organizations, and they are presumed to advance social welfare. So it includes things like volunteer fire departments. It includes organizations, I believe the ACLU is a 501c4. I think the National Rifle Association is a 501c4.
And Jay Sekulow, I just want to pursue this very quickly to help people understand, because some people are confused about the term tax exempt. They get this status, they're seeking this status, even though they pursue a very strong set of beliefs, as we just heard, whether it's the National Rifle Association or another group. For example, today I got an email from a group that's a 501c4, but they said strategically partnered with a Republican group, but that's okay, right?
Well, you can't be part of the National Republican Party or the Democratic Party per se, and that's not allowed, but it's exactly what was just said. The ACLU is a 501c4. They advance a particular agenda. That agenda is deemed to be beneficial to the social welfare. That includes their educational activities and their litigation activities. My clients were engaged in mostly educational activities. They had civic forums. They had discussions on issues. They were not involved with a particular political party. That's where the line gets different. That's, the standards are different. It's a facts and circumstance test. But, Judy, at the outset, I think it's important to understand 501c4s have been around for a long time. The ACLU's been one for decades, and they're entitled. I believe they're completely entitled to it. The fact is that what's happened here is, as the IRS has admitted, they engaged in targeted discrimination in picking out the groups with the name Tea Party or Patriot and then broadening it out to groups that were concerned about the Constitution. And the IRS has admitted that, but that doesn't prevent what's happened here.
Then, Professor Schmalbach, what normally should happen or would happen if a group is applying for this status? What does the IRS, what are they supposed to do? What kinds of questions would they ask?
Okay, so in this case, there is another type of organization, also tax exempt, called political organizations, and they're exempt under Section 527 of the Internal Revenue Code. And the IRS position on this has long been that if you want to be a C4 social welfare organization, you cannot engage primarily in political activity. And they define primarily as essentially more than 50% of your activity. So I think the concern on the part of the IRS, and I think this is a legitimate concern, a concern that they have an obligation to act on, is that organizations that are probably more accurately considered 527 political organizations prefer to be social welfare organizations under 501c4. And the primary reason for that is that 527 organizations have to disclose publicly the names of their donors, and no such obligation exists for 501c4 organizations.
Is so, Jay Sekulow, does that sound like the principal distinction there, as these groups?
Well, that's exactly the law. But the difference here is that the questions that were asked by the Internal Revenue Service in their subsequent follow-ups, which is where the questions and the problems started, as the IRS acknowledged, were outside of the scope of a 501c4 question. They weren't relative to 527 questions, for that matter. These were questions that were inappropriate under any circumstance.
What's an example?
If the IRS wants
of
to challenge someone's C4. Well, how about conversations you had with members of your family and what they may have said to members of Congress, or your membership lists? If you're applying for C4 status, those membership lists are off limits. And the professor's right, and that's the difference between a 527 and a 501c4. The C4 organizations can engage in activity that is deemed political, as long as that's not their primary purpose. That wasn't the question, though, that was asked, Judy, and that's the problem here. It's the IRS intrusive nature of their questions, which has created their own problem. And the only reason we know about it now, besides the fact that our organization objected to those questions when they were raised, is that the Inspector General acknowledged that that was a problem. That report's about to be made public, and that's the only reason that this is out today, is the IRS tried to get ahead of it. They asked the wrong questions to the wrong organization. So they weren't looking at the 527 applications. These were 501c4s. The IRS could have said, well, they didn't qualify, but that was never what they asked. These were intrusive questions, nothing to do with 27s.
Professor Schmalbach, what's the limit of what the IRS would be asking if they're determining legitimate tax-exempt status?
Well, I think one of the problems here is that these questions do seem to me, at least in some cases, relevant to the question of whether they are more accurately considered political organizations or social welfare organizations. So, for example, if you knew that the primary donors to an organization were the Democratic Senatorial Committee, that would incline you to think that it was more of a political organization rather than a social welfare organization. So things like names of donors are not irrelevant. I am sympathetic to the Tea Party in this respect, though. It is true that if you are awarded C4 status, your application must be made public. And application is defined in such a way that it includes all communications with the Internal Revenue Service. So there is a bit of a catch-22 here. The IRS says basically that you are entitled to privacy as to your donors if you qualify for C4 status, but we're not going to approve your C4 application unless you disclose your donors. And once you disclose them to us, they'll be right. disclosed to the public. So there is a problem. That's largely a problem of Congress's making. There is a statute, Section 6104 of the Internal Revenue Code, that requires that public disclosure of the application materials. That could be amended to permit redaction of some of the information that I think they regard as most sensitive.
In less than a minute, Jay Sekulow, so what questions remain to be answered to get to the bottom of this?
Well, I think we, number one, need to find out who authorized this, because this did not come from this idea that these were low-level agencies. Were tax law, tax-exempt specialists. I was, as you said, I was in Chief Counsel's Office of the IRS. That we were their lawyers. So I mean, these were not low-level people. These were well-trained revenue agents specializing in tax exempt. We need to decide who determined to coordinate these audits, why they picked names to go after, and find out who's responsible. At the end of the day, the president said today, if this in fact happened, well, his own staff, his own team, has acknowledged this has happened. As I said, the White House counsel was notified of this in late April.
And very quickly, Professor Schmalbach, what would you add? What questions need to be answered to get to the bottom of this?
I don't disagree with the list that Jay just offered very much. I guess the one thing that I would say in conclusion is that when people hear that organizations with the name Tea Party in them have been targeted, it's hard to imagine an explanation for that that isn't rooted in political bias. But there is an explanation, possibly, that's rooted in a legitimate effort to try to distinguish political organizations from social welfare organizations. And yeah. I think if you asked 100 people on the street what the Tea Party is about, I think most of them would say that it's a political organization. So this is, at some level, a legitimate inquiry, even though the IRS may have bungled it.
Well, gentlemen, we hear you both, and this story continues. Professor Schmalbach, Jay Sekulow, we thank you both.
Thank you.
Again, folks, if you want to make sure that this does not happen anymore, that the IRS does not have the power to use political motivation to target certain organizations' tax-exempt status, we need you to call and stand with us now. Sign our petition, 877-989-2255. Call now, 877-989-2255, and we'll be back after this.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena.
There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're talking about the tremendous firestone that's happening in Washington, D.C., these three unfolding scandals. You've got the Benghazi incident, where it looks like this went all the way to Secretary Clinton, folks, certainly to her chief of staff. The cover-up that ensued, there was a tremendous amount of activity, email activity, as those talking points were changed 12 times. You've got the IRS issue, where you have multiple IRS offices targeting conservative groups, folks. I mean, they've admitted this. This is something that's going to continue to come out on Friday when the acting commissioner testifies before Congress. And then you've got the unfolding scandal with the AP and the fact that multiple of their phone lines were tapped, folks. This is something that the mainstream media is going to be paying attention to. So, you know, initially you had the Democrats saying that the Benghazi scandal was only a matter for conservatives. Of course, they can't even claim that when you're talking about the IRS scandal, because it's very clear that that was a politically motivated tactic that was taken by the IRS. And then you add to that the AP records issue. It has been a tremendously bad week for the Obama administration. Folks, in this segment of the broadcast, I want to play for you an interview that Jay did with Sean Hannity on his TV broadcast, bringing him up to speed on the latest with this IRS issue, the 27 clients that we represent, the demand that we have put forward that those cases that have not yet been closed out be closed out immediately, and then looking forward to this Friday's hearing as well. So let's go ahead and play this. This is Jay on with Sean Hannity last night.
Welcome back to Hannity. Breaking news out of Washington, a bombshell admission by the IRS. The tax agency is officially apologizing for subjecting conservative groups to additional scrutiny during the 2012 election. Now, in a statement released today, the IRS admitted, quote, mistakes were made initially, but they were in no way due to any political or partisan rationale. Now, in reality, according to an IRS official, organizations that specifically included the words, quote, Tea Party or Patriot in their tax-exempt status were faced with additional reviews. Now, that seems pretty political to me. Now, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor released a statement earlier today vowing to investigate. Now, that reads in part, quote, the IRS cannot target or intimidate any individual or organization based on their political beliefs. The House will investigate this matter. And when asked about the IRS's admission earlier today, press secretary, he's back, Jay Carney, he did what the Obama White House does best, and that's blame the previous administration. What a shocker. Now, fortunately, he went on to say action, well, might be taken.
Two things need to be noted, which is IRS is an independent enforcement agency, which I believe, as I understand it, contains only two political appointees within it. The individual who was running the IRS at the time was actually an appointee from the previous administration. But separate from that, there is no question that if this activity took place, it's inappropriate and there needs to be action taken, and the president would expect that it be thoroughly investigated and action would be taken.
It's Bush's fault. Now, excuse me, Mr. Carney, the IRS is not an independent agency. It's part of the Treasury. And while they're investigating, they might want to look into exactly those people that have been working at the IRS, because the official dealing with the issue made another admission today, this one about her poor math skills. I can't believe this one. Watch this.
You're saying a quarter of the 300 were associated with
Tea Party or Republican issues, correct?
No, I said that about a quarter of the cases that were selected for full development had either Tea Party or Patriot in their name.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you for the clarification. But that would be a quarter of the 300, then. So we're talking 75 or so?
That's correct. Is that a quarter?
That's correct.
Thank you. I'm not good at math.
That's correct.
You're with the IRS. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm a lawyer. I'm not an accountant. Sorry.
Okay.
Ah, really? An employee at the IRS can't do math. You better do your math right, or else they'll put you in handcuffs and perp walk you and take you off to jail. Here with Reaction, the co-host of The Five, Kimberly Guilfoyle, from the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, and he's been handling the Tea Party side of that case that the IRS apologized about today. That apology not accepted, Jay.
No, it's not accepted because, you know, you can say you're sorry all you want, but what they need to say is not only was it wrong and inappropriate, but it was unconstitutional, unlawful, and illegal. And Jay Carney trying to argue that the Treasury Department, the Internal Revenue Service, which is the enforcement division of Treasury, is not part of the executive branch of government is absurd. The Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service is appointed by the President with advice and consent of the Senate. And the Chief Counsel, office I used to work in, of the Internal Revenue Service is also appointed by the President of the United States with advice and consent. So, Sean, you know, all this, I'm sorry, it shouldn't have happened, it was wrong. Remember what they were all saying just a year ago. Oh, there's no way this is partisan. And even today, the IRS says, yes, we did pick them up based on their name, and they were put more through more scrutiny, including membership lists, donor data, things they're completely not entitled to under the law. But they say it's not partisan. This is absurd. So there needs to be an investigation by oversight committees of the House and Senate.
It's outrageous.
I believe those are going to happen. But somebody has to be held accountable here, Sean.
Well,
this is outrageous.
It's an effort to intimidate. And literally, it's pretty hostile. Now, I know you were working with the Tea Party groups. My buddy Mark Levin over at the Landmark Legal Foundation, now back in March of 2012, he sent out a letter to the Treasury Inspector General, which he had told me today led to him being interviewed about this particular issue. And when you look, he had a list in his complaint in the letter of the questions that they're asking. Have you ever done any media? I mean, really? That intrusive into people's life?
Well, it's inappropriate. I mean, I got a news flash for you. The IRS are the biggest profilers in the business. And if you have any kind of conservative leaning background, affiliation, they're going to target you and come after you. This isn't speculation. They're admitting it. And there should be further investigation into this to see how pervasive it is, what other groups, et cetera, were profiled. And regardless of partisan politics, no American group or political association or affiliation should be targeted because of their beliefs and then taxed unjustly because of it. That is unconstitutional. It is immoral and, frankly, unconscionable.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you know, imagine if this were George W. Bush, Jay. Imagine if this is a Republican. Nixon, by the way, was accused of it.
But, Sean, let me tell you something else here. You're right. The duplicity is unreal. But this is not over. We're sending out a letter to the Internal Revenue Service and to the Chief Counsel on Monday demanding that the remainder of our clients that are affiliated with either Tea Party groups or conservative organizations be granted their exemption immediately. And let me tell you something else. We're looking at a cause of action against the Treasury for what they've done here. They don't get away with this. They should not be allowed to get away with it. So this is far from over. Apology not accepted.
You know, Kimberly, to me, the inquiries about personal associations and viewpoints, not only inappropriate, but we have constitutionally protected rights here, freedoms, freedom of the press, freedom of association, freedom of speech. You know, all of those things are in play here. And then
they're being trampled on, though,
trampled.
By the IRS because the rules don't apply to them. And apparently they're above and beyond the Constitution. And Jay's right. This ties right back into the administration. And this department should be scrutinized.
But there's a lot more,
I think, that's going on.
This IRS spokesperson that is admitting that they can't do math. And I'm thinking, if anybody out there that can't do math,
Turbo tax cheat
Tim Geithner all over. I mean, if you don't do your math right, look, if little old Sean Hannity, little talk show host, I don't do my math right, I'm going to be handcuffed, perp walked, and put into jail probably in 30 minutes. I'll be calling both of you as my lawyers. Would you accept?
She wasn't a spokesperson. She is in charge of the tax-exempt division of the IRS.
It's unbelievable.
Big position.
All right, we're going to stay on this, and they're now claiming it's low-level people. Throw them under the bus.
Right. Always.
But yet they probably won't even fire anybody as a result until we push for an investigation. Guys, thank you. Good to see you. And we do need that as well as everything else.
Again, folks, that was Jay on with Sean Hannity last night. We will continue to bring you the latest. Stay tuned through Friday. That hearing is going to be explosive. But we need you to stand with us now. Call 877-989-2255. As the IRS moves towards implementing Obamacare, this is exactly the kind of abuse that we cannot tolerate. Call now, 877-989-2255.
The abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.